Hello everyone, welcome to Toonami Therapy, today on December 9th of 2021. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we had basically no Toonami to discuss this week. I actually did watch Blade Runner, and it was okay. I mean, I do think this and the previous episode were an increase in quality, but still not something, like, great. So that's my brief thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've gotten that. So, yeah, I was the only one who watched it, so we did. Because, there wasn't really anything else to watch on Toonami this week because everything's on reruns. And I mostly just watched because, well, I know I keep mentioning it, but, hey, why not watch it with Spanish subtitles? Improve the Spanish. It's actually, the funny thing is that doing so is actually a way I've noticed to make me enjoy weak series more, because even if I don't really care about the plot, I can at least think, hey, I'm improving my Spanish. All right, so now let's get to the actual stuff we're going to be going through. So, a few quick notes here. We did not watch an episode of 86 because Crunchyroll unexpectedly announced they had to delay the release of the first dubbed episode a week. Mm-hmm. So we'll check that out for next week and then decide what we're going to do with that. In the meantime, though, we did watch 3 episodes of Fate Zero, 2 episodes of And You Thought There Is Never a Girl Online, and that's all we watched, but the way I phrased it made it sound awkward if I didn't put an end at the end of the sentence. at the end of the list. So let's get to it. Thankfully, we watched 3 episodes of Fate Zero because we want to get through this stuff by the end of the year so we can see the whole, we can judge the whole series for our year-end rankings in case, you know, one series suddenly has a really terrible final episode. Like, it turned out it was all the dream imagination of an autistic kid who was just looking at it through a snow globe. And, yeah.
Did you see that commercial that parodied that? There was a commercial for Dr. Pepper that parodied that whole thing. It came out a couple weeks ago.
I don't think I saw. No, I didn't see that commercial. That's an old thing to reference in a commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll go through Fate Zero. I think we'll do it episode by episode because thankfully these were actually pretty distinct episodes.
Yep.
You know, not none of those cases of, wait, where did each episode end? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we start out with episode 16. So the good news is that I'm starting to actually remember some people's names. The downside is that about half of the people whose names I now remember died in these episodes. So remember them just in time for them to die. So the Kaneth guy, the one who had Lancer, and he gets like he goes to the guy who's sort of in charge of the thing, the sort of kind of priest guy. I don't know which one. The older one, not the kind of priest guy who's actually in the thing. Well, anyway, so he gets the thing for, he gets the extra command seal for beating Caster, and then he decides, well, since I'm going to die this episode, I better make sure the audience doesn't feel bad at all, so I'm just going to kill this guy for no reason. Anyway, so he does that. Lancer and Saber end up fighting against each other, and it's an epic battle, but then Kiritsugi, the assassin guy, whose name I can finally remember, basically forces Kaneth into, at gunpoint, to signing this contract that will make it so that Kiritsugi can't hurt him or his family, but in return, he will use a command seal to force Lancer to kill himself, which Lancer gets super angry about. But then But then Kiritsugi's assassin friend just kills Kaneth anyway. And he says, well, I just said that I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So Saber gets annoyed about that, but Kiritsugi's like, eh, whatever. Look, we're going to get my flashback in a few episodes anyway. And then there's... that was basically that episode. I was not expecting so suddenly for someone to exit the Grail War like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I thought it was a pretty good episode.
Yeah, so did I. The first two were pretty good. We'll get to the second one, but... that was a pretty exciting episode.
Yeah, although one issue I have realized is I know that Saber is in like the Fate Stay Night series, and as well as Unlimited Blade Works and Heaven's Feel, although I think she has a smaller role. So I'm thinking, okay, that kind of dissipates some of the suspense, because I know she's absolutely going to make it to the end somehow. So yeah. So then next 17. So Tokiomi, another person whose name I finally learned just in time for him to die. he's Rin's father. That's the guy who's Rin's father, who is one of the protagonists of Unlimited Blade Works. So I guess this is backstory stuff for her. Anyway, Kirei, I don't know if he was ever supposed to be a priest. They said he was some kind of inquisitor of some kind, but I'm not sure it was specific about what that involved. At least I can remember his name, because I'm like, oh yeah, he's a sorta religious guy. Kirei, that sounds like Kirie, as in Kirie eleison. Yay, I have a way to remember. I wonder if that was like a coincidence or not. I think Kirei is an actual name. So, anyway, so he gets told, that he has to leave because of bad blood between him and, I can't remember the important, but he doesn't want to, and basically mentions to Gilgamesh, oh, by the way, who's, by the way, the one guy, who seems to be the only of the servants who's referred to by their, like, name rather than their class. I've noticed. Everyone calls him Gilgamesh, not Archer.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he mentions to Gilgamesh that, oh, by the way, at the end of this, all the servants have to be sacrificed. So he's, Tokiomi's just going to sacrifice you. And Gilgamesh is like, oh, okay, I guess I'm on your side now. And so then Kirei backstabs Tokiomi, literally, and kills him, and then forms his own contract with Archer. I'm a little confused about why Archer / Gilgamesh is totally okay with this, considering... I mean, the rule still says he has to be sacrificed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little confused about that. We got that. This was another episode where someone important suddenly got killed. And
You forgot a lot. Because there was the part of Iris Field driving in the car with that other person, and Iris Field revealing that she's a homunculus and that she's like there for like the sole purpose of like winning the Holy Grail Wars or something. And then all of a sudden she just kind of passes out, or I don't know if she died or not, but it wasn't very clear about that. That also happened.
Yeah, there was that. I think we knew she was a homunculus, but I don't think the other part was mentioned. Yeah, the other thing that I took note of was when Tokiomi tells Kirei that because he doesn't realize Kirei is actually about to kill him, because he still trusts him, which seemed a little uncharacteristically gullible of him. But anyway, so he says, well, I'm leaving everything to Rin, and you'll and if I die, you'll be her guardian. And I'm thinking, oh, that's interesting. Does that have something to do with the actual Fate series? Does that mean he survives and raises her somehow, or what? Because I can't imagine they mentioned that and it doesn't pay off in some way.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Because you saw the Fates Day Night anime, but that was the adaptation of the route from the video game that focused on Saber, not Rin. So yeah, but that's something that I took note of. So we'll see if that ends up paying off somehow. I guess we'll see if Kirei actually survives this. I have no idea if he does or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So we got that. And then we get to the, after two really great episodes, we get to a not quite as good episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's, actually, do you want me to summarize it or do you want to? Because it seemed like you had a lot to say about it.
No, you can.
Okay, so first off, I want to notice, we just had an episode that focused most heavily on Kirei. Like, he was the focus. So what happens in the next episode? We go to a flashback about Kiritsugu instead. Like, this next episode would have made more sense to put if these were like swapped or something. Because we just saw the one about Kirei, I thought this was his flashback for most of it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
It doesn't help that the girl in his flashback like says, well, I'm not sure. I just says that she gives him the nickname like Kirei or something like that. I'm thinking, oh, so that's a nickname for Kirei. Mm-hmm. And they look similar. It's just, wow. But yeah, it's about Kiritsugu. Basically, he was, when he was a kid with his father was doing some kind of apparently forbidden research that he was doing it to try to basically make these plants immortal. But it turns out if you ever use it on a human, they turn into like basically a zombie. So one of the girl he was spending time with Kiritsugu, I mean, like used some of that thing because she was like a fan of his father and wanted to prove the thing could work or whatever. But that basically turns her into a zombie, and then she turns other people into zombies, and then a Resident Evil protagonist shows up to shoot the zombies. Like seriously, that woman who shows up, that totally felt like something out of a Resident Evil game. Or, House of the Dead. More of a House of the Dead. Anyway, so Kiritsu finds out that his father was doing all this and didn't really care that much about, like, all this stuff. So he's like, well, I'm just going to kill you. And then he goes off with the person who saved him to learn the ways of being an assassin, I guess. And I hope you were enjoyed all of that, because from the preview indicates we're going to get more of this flashback next week. Hopefully more interesting.
Yeah, hopefully. This episode wasn't my favorite. I kind of lost interest halfway through. I was thinking, okay, we'll have a flashback for about 10 minutes and then we'll get to right back to where we were, but we didn't. So that was disappointing.
Yeah, I think I might have liked it a little more than you did. I agree the first half was kind of boring. The second half did get more interesting, although it did just feel like such a case of suddenly zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, suddenly zombies. That was more interesting, but it felt sort of weird to do that, and also just the timing felt so weird. Well, that was the Fate Zeroes. which I would say was about 2.5 good episodes.
Yeah.
All right. As we mentioned, we didn't see 86 this week, but we did have two episodes of And You Thought There Was Never a Girl Online, episodes 8 to 9.
Okay. Okay, so the first one, I think, I may be getting these wrong in order, so please correct me if I'm wrong. But the first one is where, boy, I keep forgetting his real name.
I'll just call him Rusi, and everyone else does.
Okay, because he gets hacked, and someone gets into his account and says some mean stuff to Akko, which, by the way, Akko's voice actress, I gotta admit, isn't very good. And she always comes off, like, the way she says the lines for Akko makes her sound like she's saying them sarcastically, but they're not sarcastic. She actually means what she says. So there's a big disconnect there from what you can tell from the context that Akko is, you know, crazy, but the voice actress kind of makes it like, so it's like sarcastic. So it's like, it doesn't really make much sense. But anyway, he has to go for this big long thing to get his character back, and of course then it ends with a wedding between I didn't know what was going on there. A wedding. I don't understand how they think this is gonna make Akko stop thinking he's her real life husband it just doesn't make sense to me. Can you figure out that?
I think they just kind of forgot about that plot point. The characters all just experienced amnesia.
Mm-hmm. So the second episode is basically all the girls hanging out at the master's house. And I don't even know her name anymore. I just call her Master. So basically they hang out at her house and stuff happens, but I mean, really, that's pretty much all you can say about it. Like, nothing really in this episode was of any importance, so they just kind of goof off. Overall, not as good as last week, which I really liked last week. But this week, neither of the episodes really did it for me.
Yeah, it was such a striking contrast because we got basically, two of the episodes we saw of Fate Zero were among the best in the series. And here we've got two of the worst episodes in the series.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the first one, I just thought so many things about the plot seemed really dumb. Like, so he gets hacked, and he's like, okay, well, I managed to, the person sold off my stuff, but I managed to reset the password and get it back, but my character's deleted, and I've lost my stuff. And I'm thinking, like, do the people who run the game actually not have, like, stuff to, like, they can't, like, just give it back or, like, revert stuff? Because I admit, I don't really play online games like MMORPGs like this, but I would assume that if you get hacked, they would be willing to, you know, set things up so you get all your stuff back if you report it. But he doesn't, except then he does get his character back at the end. And it's not explained why. Is it because he caught the hacker somehow? Was that? It's so, I don't know. So many things about that just didn't make sense. If you're not going to give stuff back to people under such a circumstance like that, then you're going to get some, like, bad press and fewer players And it's not like it's hard. I'm sure they must have backup stuff. And you could just revert the character the way it was before.
Yeah.
Let's see. I also thought that, and it's also weird because the hacker guy is apparently really smart to be able to do all that, but he's also so stupid that when he sees his other site, because Roussian and the others like make all these fake blog posts, you know, dating back years and stuff, he doesn't realize, oh, it's possible to fake those. Because you can totally do that. If you, like, on a blog or whatever, you can set the dates for stuff yourself. So you can literally just, like, you know, set any date for the stuff. I mean, he didn't use, like, the Internet Archive to confirm that it had been around before then. This is supposed to be some great hacker guy. I know nothing of hacking. Even I can think of these things. So... Yeah, a lot, though, that was kind of, so that whole plot just felt kind of, like, dumb and not really even necessary. Like, just kind of happened and then it was resolved.
Yeah. What was with that whole wedding scene at the end? Like, why were they all of a sudden, I didn't understand, like, what happened that made them feel like, okay, now we got to get married in the game.
Because his character got deleted and then it came back, I guess the marriage no longer counted, so they had to redo it in the game it to still take effect. But yeah, like you said, like, wasn't the point about trying to get her to differentiate between the game and real life? It seems like not marrying would have been a way to try to do that. Yeah. And then the next episode, well, like you said, as you can say, not much happened. I did have the observation that this was actually more of a fan service episode than the actual beach episode.
Yeah, you're right about that. There's a lot of fan service shots in this episode.
Yeah, so other than that, just not very good episodes. And hopefully the remaining ones will be better. Well, we've only got two shows to rank, and I think it's kind of obvious from our discussions what order it would be for both of us.
Yeah, for me, I'll rank that first episode of Enemy Pun, There's Never Girl Online, in third place, and then the first episode of Fate Zero in second place, and the second episode of Fate Zero in first place. So there you have it.
Okay. Oh, dang, you're smart. I wasn't even thinking about doing it by episode. Okay. Now that I thought we were just going to, like, list the two shows, but no, episode makes more sense. For that, I think I would... I'm trying to think about which of the first of the two episodes of Fate Zero I like more. Honestly, I think I'm just going to say... First place is the first episode of Fate Zero. Second place is the second episode of Fate Zero. And third place is the third episode of Fate Zero. Nice and simple.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so that was our episodes this week. I guess in terms of news, we still don't know what Toonami's going to end up getting. I know they said that, you know, there were some slowdowns and hopefully we would find some more, like we'd get more in January. But apparently there's some tweet mentioning that it was pretty unlikely they'd get the next season of Demon Slayer. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Toonami. Like, are they going to fold or something? I mean, we'd have to change the name of our podcast.
I know. That's going to be annoying because we've got, like, the established name and we've got the URL. I don't know if I want to change it. But, yeah, we'll have to see. I was kind of disappointed by that because... So I mentioned a few weeks ago that I went and watched Demon Slayer, like the stuff, the episodes I didn't see, because I was thinking, well, they'll bring it on Toonami, might as well get ready for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said, hey, it was okay. But I did actually go back and rewatch, like, we saw, you and I watched three episodes on Toonami, the last three of the season. And I decided to rewatch them, you know, with the benefit of seeing the others. And I was like, oh, these are actually a lot more enjoyable when you actually know the context of everything. So, So yeah, it actually made me a little more interested in the series. So yeah, we'll see what Toonami gets. It's, cause I've got no idea what they're going to do. They could always just bring, show more Assassination Classroom or something. That would be something I'd be interested in. I just hope
they just aren't like going to go out of business by the end of the year or something, because boy, it seems like they just have nothing left to offer. But and what was that thing they said was gonna be on Toonami? They said it like back in 2019. And we're still waiting for it. Helsing or something? Yeah, yeah, Helsing. We were supposed to get some sort of Helsing series on Toonami. And that was like announced back before the pandemic. Because I remember being at anime conventions, like hearing about that. And that was before the pandemic. And it's never happened.
What? It was Helsing. I thought it was like some kind of Junji Ito thing. Like, was it Helsing. I thought it was the Uzumaki thing, but maybe that was announced.
I think it was both.
Let's see, when is Uzumaki scheduled? Which has nothing to do with Naruto, by the way. When was it announced? It's not scheduled to premiere until October of next year. So, but when did they announce the adaptation is what I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so in 2000... Oh, wow. According to Wikipedia, in 2019, a four-episode anime series adaptation was announced. Four episodes and we're only getting it now? Like, not even now. We're getting it in 10 months.
Is it that hard to make four episodes? I mean, Evangelion managed to make two episodes out of Shinji in a folding chair, you know? I mean,
let's see. Yeah, that's a little surprising to me. That's the one thing. I'm not sure. I don't remember something about Helsing, but maybe they did and I forgot about it. So yeah, I'm gonna I'm looking. It looks like COVID delayed it. So I'll give it some reasons for that. But still, we're talking 3 years delay for four episodes. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. Let's see. So yeah, I mean, Assassination Classroom would be the obvious thing. There's also Yashahime, but they still haven't gotten into the new episode. So while I'm sure, well, for some people who haven't seen it before, I'm sure they might be interested in watching it. But for us, we're still just waiting for it to get to the new episodes, which I think they will get to in a few months. So there's that. But yeah, that's the Toonami news. I guess we'll see what they get. I mean, it might be something interesting, or I mean, it doesn't even necessarily, it could just be an older series. I mean, there's some older series that would be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we're just speculating in the dark at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll see how that ends up going. So, anything else to discuss?
No, that's pretty much about it.
All right. So for next week, we'll have 2 episodes of Fate Zero, 2 episodes of And You Thought There Was Never a Girl Online, 1 episode of 86, and me once again giving things in a list and forgetting to put something at the end after the end, which you have to do at the end of a list.
Okay.
And with that awkward conclusion out of the way, we'll see you next week.
Bye.